A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 38 through 44. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. Jesus stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to Jesus. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But Jesus rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him. They tried to prevent him from leaving them. But Jesus said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It seems as if every week someone publishes a new book with advice about how to discover the true purpose of one's life. The popularity of these books suggests that there are many seekers in the world who sincerely want to find their deeper purpose. They long for something really worth living and dying for. For those with sufficient courage to risk the challenge, the Jesus we hear and see in today's gospel has an answer big enough to fill this life and the next. Having experienced the power of Jesus' words and healing, the crowd chases after him, hoping to somehow prevent him from leaving and to get him to stay with them. Never before had they heard anyone speak with such authority and act with such power so as to literally change their lives. Jesus, however, cannot be persuaded to stay. He is on a mission. He is clear about his purpose. He is sent from God to speak and act on God's behalf. No one and no thing will alter his journey. Jesus proclaimed and demonstrated the reign of God with his life. The mission to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God has been handed on generation to generation, from the very time Jesus gathered the first disciples to himself. In that tradition, the very same mission is entrusted to 21st century disciples. Jesus' words are the disciples' words. "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." The disciple gives over her life entirely to God's mission. And this is what makes the difference in the world. The disciple believes that the purpose of his life is to proclaim and embody the reign of God. The disciple trusts that she has been sent and gifted to fulfill the work of Jesus. The disciple knows the transformation of the world is at hand. And this disciple, the 21st century disciple, rejoices in the coming of God's reign. May each of us begin our day today, setting forth our intention. I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent.